So, this is a story that a colleague of mine at work heard from her boyfriend. He works with somebody who said that his sister's friend got the last tube or subway train in the States. Well, she got the last tube home a couple of weeks ago. When she got on, there were 5 rows of empty seats, save for the last row that had 3 people sitting on it. Seeing as his sister's friend was a little shy, she went and sat opposite of them. Once she was settled down in her seat, she looked up to see that the woman sitting opposite of her was staring right at her. This unnerved the hell out of her, so she got a book out of her bag and started to read, hoping to get her mind off of that. But every time she looked up, the woman was still staring at her. After a while, the train pulled into the next station, and a man got on. He looked up and down the carriage, took a quick look at her, and the people in the opposite seats, and came and sat next to her. As the train pulled out and left the station, the man sitting next to her leaned back and quietly said in her ear, "If you know what's good for you, you'll get off at the next station with me." She was scared, understandably so, but seeing as there was no other way out of this, she thought the best idea would be to get off at the next station as he asked, and hoped there might be people around that she could ask for help if things went in a bad direction. After what felt like forever, the next stop finally came up, and without another word, she got up off the train with the man. The moment they stepped off the train, the man grabbed her by the arm and pulled her as far away from it as possible before breathing a sigh of relief. Finally, the man turned to her and spoke. "Thank God. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to scare you, but I had to get you off of that train. You see, I'm a doctor. And the woman who was sitting opposite to you was, she was dead. The 2 men who were sitting on either side of her, they were propping her body up." According to the guy who told the story, the girl and the doctor were able to call the police, who stopped the train at the next station and apprehended the 2 men. Not sure what happened from there, but still a freaky story to think about.